Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 311, season 13. Today's date is March 2nd, 2024, and welcome to the show. In today's program, I'm going to talk about the Jeffrey Theater in Chicago that was located in the South Shore neighborhood in Chicago on the South Side. Also, I'll do my tribute to comedian Richard Lewis. He just died this past week, and I'll talk about my memories of watching him on television. I'll talk about his, he had a few TV shows. One in particular was set in Chicago, and I'll discuss that later on. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by the Snoopy Toothbrush from Kenner. It's from Kenner Toys. The commercial is from 1974. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Hey, Snoopy, wake up. It's time to brush our teeth.
Good grief, it's time to brush your teeth with your Snoopy toothbrush. Brushing right makes you smile bright with your Snoopy toothbrush.
Snoopy makes you want to brush your teeth.
Good grief, it's fun to brush your teeth.
It's fun to brush your teeth with Snoopy.
Happiness is a battery-operated Snoopy toothbrush by Kenner.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for the Snoopy toothbrush from Kenner Toys. I remember this commercial. I really do. And I remember the jingle, Snoopy toothbrush. Da, 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 da. Yeah, so that one wasn't electric. It was battery operated. And the Kenner Toys, they licensed a few products using the Peanuts characters. Like that. And Kenner Toys started in 1946. The founders were the Steiner family, and they ceased to exist in 2000, in the year 2000. And Hasbro bought all the toys, you know. So whatever you see, like, for example, Play-Doh, you know, that's still made, or Lionel Trains and like that. So, you know how it is. Company buys this, another company buys that, another company merges with this, another company merges with that. You know, you get the idea. You get the whole scenario. So that's it's confusing. It really is. All right. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about the Jeffrey Theater that was located in the South Shore neighborhood of Chicago. And also I do my tribute to a comedian, Richard Lewis. Before we get started, I'm going to mention one thing. This is funny. Every time you post something on social media, you know, you either get an immediate response or not, you know. And sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative. Oh, boy. I had one comment from somebody. I don't know who this person is. And he says, he decided not to follow my page because my face is all over the Facebook. It's all plastered. All right, fine. If you don't want to follow it, you know, I've no skin off my nose. So, you know, but sometimes most people don't even know what I'm doing. They don't know that Van Chicagoland, they don't know who Pete Costanz is. They don't know that he's running it. Or I've been doing it for over almost 10 years, you know, and I never showed my face in the beginning, you know, because I don't know, I was kind of shy and I didn't want to make a huge deal until later on when the Facebook page took off. And I did. So I started, plastering my face all over, you know, my accounts because people want to see what I look like. You know, they've been telling me that. They send me messages. Who is this person? What does he look like? Who are you? You know, so I've been doing that lately, you know, but it's good exposure so they can, you know, get the connection. You know, that's the fun part because there are a lot of people that I know, you know, that I went to school with, I went to go to church or used to work with, they don't know I'm doing this. You know, they didn't get the connection until I tell them or mention my name or just put my name there. Now, most of them do. You know, most of them do. They don't get the connection. Some people don't get the connection. Not really. Unless I tell them. But I don't really want to tell them. You know, I don't want to blab around. Yeah, hi, I'm Pete. I'm doing this, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not, I don't do that. It's like, that's like getting unwanted attention. I don't want that. Anyway, so I gotta, you know, when I was little, when someone would hurt me like that in words or tell me in my face, you know, that would deeply hurt me. You know, like, this is stupid, you're stupid, and all that. Because I'm very sensitive. You know, I still am in a way. So it hurts for a while, you know. You know, I've always told my mom and dad, but especially my mother, she goes, just don't pay attention. You know, try like that, which is great. But it's hard. You know, people discourage you, and they still do to this day. Other people tell me, quit this thing. Do something meaningful, you know, like that. They don't get it. I've always said before, do something you love, and you love doing it. Okay? So this helps. It really does, you know, because I've explained a few people now on my profile on Facebook, it's professional, which means I get a little more exposure, you know, with Meta, and you get a little money, you know, which I need. So that helps a great deal for me. And you could say, people tell me you're like a celebrity in a way. Yeah. I've said this before many times. I am in a way, but not really. To me, no. I'm just myself. I don't want to do that. Okay. I just continue what I want to do, continue what I love doing it, and everyone's happy, I'm happy, and that's all there is to it, okay? That's fine. All right, so let's get started. We're going to talk about the Jeffrey Theater in Chicago. That was located on 1952 East 71st Street in the South Shore neighborhood. You know, when I was a little boy, I lived in the South Shore neighborhood from when I was born until we left the area in 1969. This theater was, next door to it was the South Shore Bank. That bank was there, it was on a corner on 71st and Jeffrey. Across the street, and there was the Metro Tracks. Back then, it was called the Illinois, the IC, the Illinois Central. My dad used to take this train to go to work. When he worked at the Conrad Hilton Hotel on Michigan Avenue, and he at night, you know, and it was operating. Thank God it was I think it, I don't know if it was 24 hours. I'm not sure. I can't ask him because he's no longer with me. Because he, I think he took buses or, I think he took a bus and then he went to 63rd and Stony Island and then took the Green Line, which is what it's called, but it used to be called the Jackson Park Howard. I think that was the B, not A or B. Get off of there, get on board, and then he would take the L and go downtown. Convenient. The Jackson Park L stop is gone. It's been torn down since, I think, 1992. I'm going to talk about that some other day. That sounds like an interesting topic. Anyway, the South Shore Bank, a lot of people in the area did business with that bank. Also, I later changed to the Shore, I think the Shoreline Bank. I think that's what it's called. And that closed maybe 10 years ago, 20, something like that. I'm not sure. It's still vacant. It's still there. So is the theater. Now, across the street from the theater, when you head south, on the corner was the Peter Pan restaurant. They had a few locations in the Chicagoland area. From what I heard, a lot of people loved that restaurant. The owner is, my mom knew him very well. You know, when she arrived here and from, you know, from Greece into Chicago. And there's pictures, you know, circulating that that shows the Peter Pan restaurant. Anyway, the theater opened, it was built in 1924 and opened in 1925 as it was a movie theater. Also, it had vaudeville performers. You know, they performed vaudeville. Also, it also housed the Spencer Arms Hotel, and it had that was a little west of the theater. Okay, the theater only had one screen. That's it. You know, it held about almost 1,800 people, and then it was originally part of the Cooney Brothers Circuit. Then it was operated by Warner Brothers, I think the movie company. And then it was some other company. And then it was later run by a family. They're named Coston, C-O-S-T-O-N. They ran it until probably when it closed, I believe, and he also ran the Beverly Theater, which was on 95th and Ashland, between Ashland and the Beverly Avenue, you know, Beverly Avenue, I think that's what it was, right there. And also the Hamilton Theater, which was down the street on 71st Street, you know, you go a little more east, they ran it too. So I am friends with one of the family members. So that's kind of cool. You know, so it's nice. I hope he's listening and I hope he's aware of what I'm going to talk about. And what's very beautiful about this theater, it was the facade. You know, it had, and it was gorgeous, beautiful. And also had an organ. And then we go in, there's pictures of it on the internet inside what it looks like. And, they had balconies and let's see what else. So, you know, and they had it looked like a church or something, you know, and the lobby was absolutely beautiful. Really, you know, they don't make them like that. It's like by the concession stand, you know, and they showed pictures of the films, you know. And let's see, so I can't describe it. It's just beautiful. You know, the memories I've had with this theater is that, you know, I never went there, which is a shame. You know, let's see. But when I was little, I remember seeing it. I remember seeing it. I remember my dad or my mom, we shopped in that area, or we did business at the South Shore Bank. And I saw maybe the marquee, and you saw the long sign that says Jeffrey. And it was kind of cool seeing the railroad tracks like that. And then when the train is approaching, you hear ding, 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 and everything falls, you know, and the crossing falls like that. And then you see the trains coming. You know, when I was a little kid, I found it fascinating that a train is coming. I don't know why. Just that's how it was like that. So the reason it closed, the neighborhood changed, and I don't know. I guess the owner sold it, or they just left it vacant like that. And let's see. So the theater closed about 1977. And in the late 1990s, the bank, South Shore Bank, which changed to Shore Bank, bought it. And they remodeled it, the inside of the theater, and they made it into office space. Excuse me. Parts of the theater in the lobby is still intact. You know, I would love to go see that. I'd love to see that. And then, unfortunately, the bank closed in 2010. So that was it. Over the years, it was discussed to preserve the theater. And it is listed on the most endangered endangered buildings, you know. There were rumors, or they were going to tear it down, build a McDonald's there, and you know, kind of crazy things like that. So anyway, so they had other plans, like for example, they were proposed to make it a big, a huge entertainment complex like that. Like, for example, of course, maybe a restaurant, you know, McDonald's, or a big screen, you know, a lot of, another theater, you know, in an entertainment center like that. Nothing has happened, you know, I guess maybe because of the pandemic, or deals fell through, and that's a shame. And it's still there. And I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know. Hopefully they'll do something. It'll, revitalize the area, you know, make it, you know, vibrant, which I hope so. I really hope so. Yeah, like that. And so that's a shame, you know. And when I posted this, even before that, about the Jeffrey Theater, I get comments from people that lived in the area. They used to watch the movies there, and they had wonderful memories there. You know, what movies they saw. They had a double feature. Of course, they had one screen. That's you had no choice like that. And but the funny thing is, there was no parking, really. Not really, because you didn't need it at the time. You either take the train, if you lived in the area, or you just walked, or you took the bus, like that. And so after, even before or after you want to go see a flick at this movie, you stop by at the Peter Pan restaurant. You know, get a hamburger or a milkshake or a little snack, you know, or you prefer, you can eat in the theater and go to the concession stand, get some popcorn, get some candy, like that. I still love going to the theater. It is fun. It is a wonderful experience. I know it is expensive to go these days, you know, with the tickets and the food. Oh my God, that'll put a big dent on your bank account. So, but I love movie theater popcorn. It's the best, you know. Who, I feel uncomfortable going to the movie theater without popcorn. You gotta have that, you know, or some candy, you know, and have a drink. You know, that's what makes going to the movies fun. It's still fun. Okay. All right, so that's enough of that. Right now, I'm going to talk about comedian Richard Lewis. This was a big surprise that he passed away this week. He died on February 27, about a few days ago. He was known for, how do I describe him? He's like rambling, and he always had like some demeanor that's kind of neurotic, dark, you know, always putting down himself in a way. But to me, he was a funny man. I loved him. I really did. He was different. He was very unique at the time. So I'll talk about his biography really quickly. He was born Richard Philip Lewis, born on June 29th, 1947. He was born in Brooklyn, but he was raised in Englewood, New Jersey. Excuse me. And you know, he wanted to be a comedian. And you know, people, he said that when he was in high school, he was a class clown, causing trouble. Everyone has that in their class. And then in the 70s, he started doing stand-up. And he was discovered by another comedian, David Brenner. Do you remember him? He used to perform on The Tonight Show. And he got him on The Tonight Show. That was the time when Johnny Carson hosted. So that was great. Like that. And so he did a perform. He performed very well. He got very, you know, discovered like that. And most of the time he appeared on David Letterman. I used to watch him in the 80s all the time when I was studying, when I went to DeVry Institute of Technology. I used to see him, and he would pop up and I would watch, and I loved it. I would start laughing. I didn't want to wake up the house. He started in some comedy specials. And then he started his first sitcom, which was called Anything But Love. And that was started with Jamie Lee Curtis. And I remember this show very well. What I remember the big promos. It started on it aired on ABC from March 7th, 1989 to June 3rd, 1992. But the problem was it did well at first, then it got moved, then it was yanked off the air, then it moved around, and you know, a lot of people didn't really know if it was there. You know, it's just bounced around like a Mexican junk bean. It wouldn't stay still. So I'll give you the premise of this show. So the thing was, this show was set in Chicago. And then Richard Lewis played, he was a magazine columnist for a publication called Chicago Monthly. You know what? We got a Chicago magazine here, but it was Chicago Monthly. And his character's name was Marty Gold. And then Jamie Lee Curtis's character was Hannah Miller. And she returns home to her hometown. And she was teaching out of state. And then she applied for the job. And she got it. And then they started having a relationship. But, you know, when I see him doing something serious, it's kind of strange. Very strange. I like him when he's funny, you know, like he take his hands, put it over his head, going, like that, complaining, you know, and being crazy. You know, he had fear of flying. He just, it was awful. You know, he had those big eyes and a big shaggy hair, like that. He had that until the end, you know. Okay. The only thing I remember the show was they mentioned a few Chicago references. I remember one. They mentioned Marshall Fields. They did that. And one of the coworkers, I don't know, he just went berserk and he crashed through the window or something. And so that's what I remember. I don't remember anything else because I haven't seen the show in over 30 years. And so that was great. But they had some actors, you know, from Chicago. They did, yeah, like that. I think one it was, let's see, what, Ann Magnuson, I think her, because I think, not originally, but I think she did plays. Excuse me. Also, there was Holly Folger. She came later on in the show in season two. She's an actress, and her and Jamie Lee Curtis did the Mrs. Schmenken role. If you remember watching the show, that's what they did. Okay, so the ratings didn't do well, and then it was yanked. Okay. So, right now, I'm going to play a commercial that features Richard Lewis, and it's from Total Cereal. I remember this one. I remember it very well. This is from the early 90s, and he's still the same neurotic character. So here's Total Cereal featuring Richard Lewis from the early 90s, and when I come back, I'll wrap up the show. Thank you, everyone.
For centuries, my mother's been nagging me about eating a good breakfast. Enough already. I'm doing it.
Having Total?
Huh? What is this, the cereal police? No, Grape Nuts.
Hope you're hungry.
Why? Shouldn't I be?
Well, you'll have to eat four bowls of Grape Nuts to get all the vitamins in one bowl of Total.
Four bowls? Ma!
Whole grain Total has 100% of a day's supply of 12 vitamins and minerals, plus calcium. And that takes a lot of Grape Nuts.
You tell her.
Total. One bowl, 100%.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Total Cereal that featured Richard Lewis. Before I wrap up, I want to mention a couple things about his other TV shows. He had two, actually. One was called Daddy Dearest. That was in 1993. That starred him and Don Rickles. I saw a couple of that. That was funny. And the other one was called Rude Awakening. It came out in 1998. I didn't see that one. But the last one he did, the TV show, was on Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. I never seen this. Maybe I've seen parts of the show because I don't have cable. You know, I don't have the HBO or whatever channel it's on. Yeah, it's on HBO. So I saw clips of it, and those two guys are hilarious. They really are. So that's funny. And so he was there for a long time. I don't think he was there every week or every time. Not really like that. As for movie roles, he was in a few movies. One that stood out was the 1993 movie. Directed by Mel Brooks. It was Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and he played Prince John. I saw it. He's hilarious in that. I loved him. Yeah. I'm going to miss him. He was great. He really was. Also, the Chicago connection, another Chicago connection about him, he used to appear at Zany's comedy club up north. You know, on the northwest side or the whatever suburb it is. I think it's Rosemont, I believe. And he did appear on talk shows, the news shows here in Chicago. But yeah, he performed at Zany's, so that's great. People get to see him live, you know, and tell jokes like that. I heard he was awesome. Okay. All right, so that's it for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talk about the Jeffrey Theater in Chicago. In Chicago, it was located on the South Shore neighborhood. In the South Shore neighborhood. Also, my tribute to comedian Richard Lewis. Now, this podcast will be published later on today, wherever podcasts are available: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Overcast, Breaker. Same old schmeal, I always say. Just tap on the app, hit follow, you're all set. You can also listen to previous episodes as you wish. Also, it'll be on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog. Also, it's on my YouTube channel. People have still asked me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? Go to YouTube. Go to search engine, type in Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, or Vanish Chicagoland Stories. Take it right there. Click on subscribe, and you'll get a notification of the latest episodes. And also, you can also listen to previous episodes if you'd like. They're all there. Also, be sure to my social media accounts: Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, Instagram, Threads. They'll have the link over there. Also, I don't know what else. I think that's it. I know I forgot something. Okay. Oh, and TikTok. Yeah. The link will be there on TikTok. Not really a TikTok person. You know, I don't know. I'm sort of reluctant. But I'm on it, so that's good. Okay. So I will not do a podcast episode tomorrow. I will be out. I'm going to go somewhere. But I will do one Tuesday for sure. Probably. I'll do one. Now I'll think of something what I'll discuss. Okay. This is Pika Stanis, your host for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. Today is a beautiful day. Not as cold. You know, maybe I've been tired lately, but hopefully I'll do a little walking, maybe, you know, get some energy because I'm kind of warm, so I have to walk around a bit. But most of the times I'm lying down. So I guess everyone knows because of medication I'm taking, but I'm trying. It's not easy. Okay. So thank you for joining me on this nice day, and hope to hear from you soon. And Here's bye-bye for me, and here's a little traveling music from Ray Rayna saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.